Hey there, and welcome to episode 92 of the Movement and Mindfulness podcast. Today we're going to be talking all about shoulder tension and some really simple things that you can do, even right now, to help shift it. So stay tuned. Hi, and welcome to the Movement and Mindfulness podcast with me, Erica Webb of Erica Webb Yoga and Pilates. In this podcast, I, along with my guests, will explore what it means to move as an act of self-kindness and self-discovery. We'll look at the ways movement, mindset, and mindfulness support us to be and do the things we so desire in the world. I truly believe that movement has the ability to expand our capacity to show up for the things that are important to us. And I'm here to help you embrace the idea of movement as a powerful tool for wellness, rather than just another thing you think you should be doing. I'm thrilled you're here. Let's do this. So hello, and welcome to the Movement and Mindfulness podcast. I'm Erica, thrilled as always to have you here with me. So today we're going to be talking about shoulder tension. Now, shoulder tension is something that I sort of suffered with, dealt with for a long, long time in a really chronic way. And I think it's something that a lot of us deal with really regularly, whether it's the sort of pesky tension that you just start to feel when you've been sitting at your desk for a long time, or if it's the type of shoulder tension that sort of seems to follow you around from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to bed. We all, I think, have felt that feeling of being tense in our shoulders and kind of not knowing how to shift it. One of the things that's really interesting about shoulders from a tension point of view is that when we are, you know, feeling stressed, scared, strained in some way, that natural reaction is to shrug your shoulders up around your ears and roll them forward. You see that, you know, if someone was to come up behind you right now and kind of like, woo, you know, frighten you, you would respond very reflexively into that kind of like curved inward shape. It's like a protective sort of approach. And so, you know, take us through a year like 2020 and 2021, and I would be surprised if there would be that many people who haven't experienced some level of shoulder tension throughout that time. So what can we do about it? I think sometimes we feel like we are very victim to the tension that we feel in our body. I know I've been there for sure, where it felt like there was very little I could do to control the way that I felt. And that's a really hard place to be, because when it feels like we're kind of just like stuck in that tension, it's exhausting, it's overwhelming, and really just quite frustrating. When it comes to shifting that tension, and I'm obviously going to be talking about shifting tension from a movement perspective, given that's what I do, one of the things that we have to be like conscious of is how the brain and the body are communicating with each other and why that tension is there in the first place. So sometimes we look at tension or we experience tension and we're like, God, my body hates me. It becomes this thing of like, why is this happening to me? Why is my body doing this? There must be something wrong. And yet I think we forget that tension is actually a very reasonable response to what is happening in our body. Now, this is not to minimize like actual, you know, issues that we might have around musculoskeletal strains and injuries and things like that. I don't want to diminish any of that at all. I'm not saying that, you know, that those things don't exist. But the reality is that for most of us who are walking around with just like ordinary tension, it is a response that is very reasonable. It is happening for you, not to like just tick you off. And the reason for that is because we've talked, I'm sure, about this before, but like if you need to go to the toilet, there is a physical feeling that goes with that to make you get up and go to the toilet. If you are hungry, you have a physical response to the need for food. If you are thirsty, you have a physical response to that. If you're tired, you feel tired. And tension in our body, tension in our muscles is a signal to move. And so we often feel tension and we forget, or maybe we were never kind of taught and we didn't ever make the link that tension means move. And for most of us, we feel tension and we think, ugh, this is a, you know, maybe I should not move. Maybe I should stay very still. But one of the things that happens is when we've been fixed in place for a long time, your brain relies on your body movements to pick up information about, you know, where you are, how you're functioning, what your body is capable of. And so when we're not moving, that information is not being sent to our brain. And so the tension is kind of like this sort of call for like, hey, anybody down there? What's going on? Anybody listening? And really it's a direction to move and to shift something. Now, it's interesting because pain obviously is sometimes a response from our body and our brain that says, stop what you're doing. And I think that this is sometimes where we get confused, or where perhaps there is some confusion in our kind of approach to the way that we meet tension. Because yes, sometimes pain is a signal to stop what you're doing. It doesn't always mean stop forever, and it doesn't always mean stop everything, but it is usually, you know, your body trying to stop you from doing something. But tension is very often, you know, this signal to like move, give me more information about where we are in space. And so it's not unreasonable. If you've been sitting down for 4 hours at your desk with your shoulders very fixed in position, it's not unreasonable for your body to respond by creating some tension to get your attention. That is reasonable, right? And so I think shifting the way that we look at this is really important. It's an important first step, because when we look at ourselves as an adversary, like when we, it's like, oh, my body is against me, it hates me, this is the worst, I always feel so bad, it really doesn't give us any space to recognize like how our body is working for us. And I think that's really important. The other thing to consider is that, you know, as I said, movement is informing the brain, right? It's signaling, giving information to the brain, giving information to the nervous system. And we have a representation of different body parts in our brain. So your brain has like a map of your body in it. And the clearer that map, the more comfortable we tend to feel. What can happen with pain and with tension and with, you know, sitting still for long periods of time is that the clarity of that map, or how clear different body parts are within that map, can get smudged, can get blurry. And so we can feel a little bit disconnected in that part of our body. And this, you know, you might even think of this as being like your dominant arm and hand versus your non-dominant arm and hand. We feel generally like we have a lot less intricate control over our non-dominant side. So, you know, you wouldn't be all that quick to switch your toothbrush into your non-dominant hand, or your pen into your non-dominant hand, or even your mouse, because it feels harder. And that's partly because we're less practiced and that representation is not as clear. And so when we move, we're kind of allowing that clarity between the body and the brain, which is really like a cool thing. So if we know that moving is giving information to the brain that the brain needs to help keep us, you know, feeling good, moving around, functioning as well as possible, then it makes sense that bringing movement into our day often and in varied ways can really help to shift tension. And there's some really super simple things that you can do without even getting up from your desk, if we're talking about shoulder tension, that will really just help to give some of that information to the brain more frequently, so that we don't go from, you know, no movement, fixated at our desk, to trying to like undo all of that at the end of the day. So there's some really simple things you can do, and we're going to go through just three of them to just keep it super simple. So the first one is breathing. And you might be wondering, how does breathing help my shoulders? When we breathe really well, and we breathe and allow the rib cage to move, that's going to create a little bit of movement between the rib cage and the shoulder blades. And it creates sort of movement through the torso. The feedback that the brain gets from moving well, The feedback that the brain gets from breathing, right, and the movement that that creates in your body, is some of the most constant information that your brain is receiving in terms of movement, because it's constant. We breathe all day long. So when we can breathe in a really full kind of expansive way, you're going to get a little bit of movement into your shoulders. And when we can breathe a little bit deeper down, so we're not breathing right up into the top of our chest, it's less effort too for the muscles that elevate your shoulders towards your ears. Sometimes when we're breathing really high up into our chest, it can feel like we're actually making our shoulder tension increase. So to do this, of course, if you're driving, I don't want you to do anything that's going to make you distracted. So if you're driving, maybe just like listen to the instructions, try it out later on. But the idea here is that we're noticing the circumference of our lower rib cage. So like you've put a belt on and then you've hitched it right up underneath your chest. And your rib cage has a circumference, right? It goes all the way around. And so we're thinking about the circumference of those lower ribs. And as we breathe in, we're thinking about the full circumference of the rib cage expanding. And then as we breathe out, we're thinking about that circumference kind of just softening back to where it started. And so there is this gentle movement that happens all the way through the rib cage. And one nice way to do this, one way I like anyway, and you can adjust this to suit, is to maybe close your eyes while you're doing it. Of course, not if you're driving. And as you breathe in, we breathe in to that full circumference for a count of four. As you breathe in, so breathing in, two, three, four, and then breathing out, two, three, four. And just using that as almost like a little focal point, maybe taking 5-10 breaths like that as your shoulders soften away from your ears, as you create a little bit of space between your teeth, and noticing the movement in your rib cage, noticing that gentle movement of your shoulders, particularly the shoulder blades. So that's the first one. Second one is to just do some little shoulder shrugs. So thinking about shrugging, I have to struggle to get that word out, shrugging your shoulders up towards your ears. Now, it doesn't have to be a big movement, just enough that you feel the tension in the tops of your shoulders increasing a little bit. And then instead of just dropping them, we're going to really slowly lower them down, like they were melting. So like the muscles that are efforting to pull your shoulders up towards your ears are just melting back to where they started. And so it takes a little bit of time. And you're just going to do that four times, shrugging your shoulders up, noticing the effort to get there. Not a huge amount of effort, just enough to feel it. And then allowing your shoulders to melt back down. And just doing that four times, really nice and slow. Then what we're going to do, the third little tip, is to turn that shrug into a circle. So as your shoulders come up towards your ears, you're going to pause. Then we're going to start to draw the shoulders back towards one another. So your shoulder blades will start to move towards each other. You're going to kind of keep them back as you start to draw them down. So you're drawing your shoulders down towards your hips. Then we're going to keep them down as we start to draw forward. Then start to come up towards the ears again. So it's a shoulder circle, but it's a really big one. And we're trying to hold our rib cage over our pelvis as we do this, so that instead of your back being the thing that's kind of helping to create the feeling of your shoulders moving around, it's actually your shoulders doing the work. And just go around in one direction two or three times and then see if you can reverse it. The idea here is that we're making this movement really nice and big. So not so big that it's uncomfortable, but big enough that you feel the effort of sort of drawing the shoulders around in that full motion. And you might notice that, like, you can feel as your shoulder blades come towards each other, they slide together on the back. They lift a little bit as you come up. They spread away from each other as you come forward. And then they depress or move down towards your hips as you come down. And then we just let that go and let everything melt. So that's three really simple movements that you can do at your desk. Now, one of the things that I find that us humans do is we dismiss simplicity. We dismiss it because, too simple. In my experience, the simplest things are often the most profound. Partly because they're easy to do, and so we do them. But oftentimes, we don't do them because we're like, it's too simple. I'm just going to move along. So I would encourage you, I know it's not sexy, I know it's not complicated, but I laugh because I know that I've been deterred by simplicity before and probably continue to be deterred by simplicity in lots of areas, right? We always are looking for, like, no, can't be that simple. And I'm not saying that this is the cure-all for all of your shoulder tension. Absolutely not. But try them and see how it feels. So I'm going to wrap us up. But in summary, breathing, circumferential breath, feeling your rib cage expand, letting your shoulders soften, shoulder shrugs with a little melt of your shoulders back to where they started, and then some big circles. Breathing the whole time if you can, in and out through your nose, letting there be a little bit of space between your teeth, forehead unfurrowed. And reminding yourself that, you know, tension is a reasonable response. Chronic tension sometimes, you know, doesn't actually match what is going on anymore, and that's a different situation. So I'm not saying that it's always an appropriate level of reaction, but it's certainly reflective of something that we, you know, it's kind of like needing to go to the toilet, right? So it's reflective of what we're doing. I am running at the end of March 2021, and I'm just going to check the date here. We start on the 27th of March. I'm running a free shoulder reset challenge. We're going to do 7 days, 7 movements. So 7 simple movements that you can do, 1 each day. Each video is going to be 7 minutes or less, so 7, 7, 7. And the idea is that over the course of these 7 days, we're going to explore simple movement that can have a big impact to help you shift that shoulder tension to experience more ease. So I would love you to join me for that shoulder reset. As I said, we kick off on the 27th of March, 2021. It's going to run for 7 days. And at the end of those 7 days, I'm opening the doors to the Mindful Movement Virtual Studio. They're going to be open for about a week before we close the doors again to head into our second term of live stream classes, our second term of pre-recorded sessions for 2021. So if you've been like curious about the virtual studio, or even if you're not, but you're like, yes, I need some relief from my shoulder tension, come and join me for that 7 day shoulder reset. I would love to have you join me. I will pop the direct link to sign up in my show notes for this episode. And let me know if you have any questions. You can always come over and find me on Instagram. I'm at Erica Webb Yoga. And until next time, I hope you spend a bit of time exploring those simple movements. See how they make you feel. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of the Movement and Mindfulness Podcast. I hope you loved it. And if you did, maybe share it with a friend who would love it too. And I'd also be so grateful if you'd take the time to subscribe, rate, and review the show. It makes such a difference to get that feedback. And if you're over on social media, why not come and find me? You'll find me at Erica Webb Yoga on both Instagram and Facebook. And over on my website, you'll find access to some free resources, including free classes that will help you to move well, feel well, and most importantly, move with kindness. Over there, you'll also find more information about joining me inside the Mindful Movement Virtual Studio, which is my home of kind movement, yoga, Pilates, and somatics to help you move well, feel well, and all with kindness. Until next time, I hope you're having a great day. I'll talk to you again soon.